Shauna Ritter's poetry and short stories have appeared in various journals and magazines, including Lilith, Fifth Wednesday, and Georgetown Review. Her chapbook, Stairs of Separation, was published by Finishing Line Press. In the Time of Leaving, a novel of exile and resilience, is set in late 15th century Spain and was published in 2019. Shauna has been awarded the Indiana Individual Artist Grant on multiple occasions. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Shauna, what poems have you brought for us today?
In these new times, the flowers are just beginning to open. Hyacinth, daffodil, tulip, iris, peony. I can no longer count the hours by your movements. The bridges between what was and what is are closed. We have not chosen this. We are only weavers of cords. We must retool the looms, spin as we mark the living. Remember, work is not what we earn, but what we do. Chebron said it best. Work is love made visible. The arc of our days shift. We stitch each one anew. Someday the rocks we are moving will form a wall and shelter us all if we are willing. Mapping. There is the whole of something and the lines surrounding it. There is the depth and the curve and the bend that turns the curve into an angle, not unlike an elbow tilted precariously. Everything appears to have shifted, but it never changes what it is. There is the whole of something, and then there is the whole of some thing, and that thing is immutable, like a map draped over a table. The rectangle changed to a square, yet the map remains a map, and it is the world. The edges cause waters and lands to spill into space. Others come sharply into view, but the distance between Rio and Antarctica remains the same. The distance between Reykjavik and Puerto de Plata is still the same. Each kilometer, each mile along longitudes and latitudes measures as it has always measured. Even as the crease of the map creates a permanent line along the shore of Australia, the Great Barrier Reef falling away and the clouds of fish seeking depths and hollows to hide in. The Arctic Circle has disappeared beyond the other edge as the last group of narwhals make their way through rising seas and falling ice, past the calving glaciers and the stars falling into the brief spaces between light and light. Near the center of this splayed map, the Atlantic currents, troughs, and channels cross and cross lines of souls fracture the deep. One woman rode her way alone by day and alone by night. She almost turned to salt. Islands break the blue in the south of the great Pacific between rifts of water, where waves remember the curve of huge logs, hollowed the break of oars, chanting voices when the seas were still sung to. Water stays water, salt stays salt, even as the debris accumulate. Even as the depths slip and rise and tides reach ocean remains ocean. What changes are the curving lines, the cliffs once risen against the shores. The tides of my heart are held by rippling shoals. Shallow, sharp, they block the passages. Water rises in the rain-soaked earth. I am held, a tree bent toward light. In the cold, I am drawn to fire. In the heat, pulled toward ice. Here in this landlocked place, the spring-fed pond draws me into its depths. At night, I leave the windows open wide. Let what will enter, enter. Let what will fly away, rise.
You've been listening to the poetry of Shauna Ritter on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.